Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I stream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show, little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
What's going down, people? You are definitely tuned in to a brand new episode of All Barbs Radio, hosted by Nikki Barbs and, of course, Angel Love Sweets, the boss barb herself. I'm your man, Brooklyn Black, waiting for Nikki Barbs to get in the building, being fashionably late as usual, but it's all well and good. Angel, what's going on? How you living?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You know, I'm cool. Coming off of a real crazy weekend, did a lot of running around, a whole lot of errands, appearances, things like that. So, you know, it's real cool, and I had a real cool, mellow type of Monday, so it's all good. How was your weekend? What were you up to?
I actually kind of chilled out this weekend, trying to get some things together for my upcoming projects. So this was relaxed for a change. I usually don't get to do that often. Monday was okay. Everybody knows I'm not a Monday person. Pretty much not a Tuesday person either. I'm more of a Thursday, Friday-ish person. But, you know, we here. We got things to do, so I'm glad to be on board today.
That's what it is, and, you know, glad to have you. Nikki, what's going on? Glad nice for you to join us.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? What's going on, Angel? What's going on, Black?
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. And what made me being all right is being on the show tonight, because I definitely had a really long fucking day. I would just like to start off by saying that I had to walk like almost 50 blocks to work.
Wow.
Why was that?
Because shout out to MTA, public transportation, for fucking like thousands of people up on their commute today. For real, for real. Apparently, well, Black is familiar with this street, 14th Street. Manhattan,
yeah.
Lower Manhattan, like, one of the main switchboards for, like, the trains, basically, like, just, like, stopped working. It caught a glitch. So every, like, train stopped. So it was almost, like, every train, like, a couple of trains at every station to the point where you have to get off the train because right now they can't move none of the cars, none of the trains, none of the anything to, like, even move back or forward. Like, they couldn't go anywhere. It was just, like, jammed, like, the fucking trains. So, and it happened on, like 86th Street. And I work all the way on 34th. So I was, like, it was just crazy. Like, it was just ridiculous. I'm looking at the time. I'm just upset because I'm walking and I have to, like, stand on my feet for all these hours. And it was cool. But the day went by and I made it home and my feet are killing me. But other than that, I'm all right. How are y'all?
You know, like I said, I had a good weekend. You know, we all had real cool, relaxing types of weekends.
That's good.
But, let me ask you ladies, have you ladies seen the video of what happened in Cleveland on the bus?
What? I'm sorry?
The video is viral by now. People are making their jokes about it and everything like that. But in Cleveland, it was a young girl. She was engaged. Well, started out to be an argument / roasting type match between her and the bus driver. And I guess she didn't like what the bus driver said, so she hit the driver while he was driving the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was pull the bus over, got up, and he hit her with a Street Fighter uppercut and threw off the bus like Uncle Phil does Jazz on The Fresh Prince. Now everyone's saying, that was a girl, you shouldn't hit a girl, and everything like that, but a lot of people, they tend to forget what would happen if she had hit him and he lost control of that bus.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you always gotta think about that first, like, what if she hit him and, you know, he end up, you know, losing control and hitting others and harming, like, almost himself and everybody else on the bus. But damn, nigga pulled over. He gave her an uppercut. Because, I see it trending a lot in, you know, people are making it up to be funny. I've been seeing a couple of pictures of a bus driver, like, uppercutting a girl and she's flying. And it's crazy, but... To me, that would have been the day that I was ready to risk and lose everything, like my job, everything. So I must have been, like, would you have uppercut her? Would you have pulled over the bus or would you have uppercut her after she hit you?
Okay, here's the thing. It's
a yes or no question. Would you have uppercut her if she hit you?
I probably wouldn't have given her an uppercut, but I damn sure would have thrown off the bus.
Okay. So you wouldn't have hit her, but she would have got off your bus.
No. I would have thrown her off the bus, just like straight Uncle Phil. I would have thrown her off the bus like that. Because, see, the thing about it is, and even the bus driver said it in the video, if you're going to come up to a man and hit a man, you got to be prepared for those consequences. Like I said, no one should hit anybody. Man should hit a man, woman should hit a woman, woman should hit a man, man should hit a woman. But if you're going to have that gall, that the balls are going in, and hit somebody else, expect to get hit back.
How do you feel about that, Andrew?
I'm going to go ahead and agree with Black. I feel like, you know, she put everyone at risk when she made that decision. And with me saying that people are human, they're going to snap back, they're going to have reflexes. And she should be lucky that all that has happened to her, you know, that he was able to only do that. People was crazy. That's why I don't watch the NBA because I can't. That's a bit much.
See, that's why Angel drops. That's why she drops people.
It's too much because it's something that, you know, you have people that enjoy it, you know, that enjoy the commute or whatever, and they feel like, you know, it saves the money or what, however it is, but it is crazy. I just would have, you don't think you would have lost your job?
I know I would have, because at that point, all he probably could think of was the other passengers and how much danger she put all of them in. And at that point, he wasn't thinking, in my opinion, I don't think he was thinking of man versus woman. I think he reacted out of a natural, you know, thing of being angry, like, you're driving. Nikki, I'm pretty sure, you know, when you're driving and your child does, you know, irritating things, you kind of like, you know, want to react in a negative way. So I mean, mm-hmm. if a random person slaps you while you're driving or whatever, case, they'll be like, you're going to pull over, smack the shot on that, because at that point, it's a safety issue and your life is threatened. And it's a natural to react to something like that.
It is. Like, I don't put none of that past him. Like I said again, yeah, like the safety of everybody on the bus, himself, her, you know, like he could have just lost control, hit, you know, caused a whole collision. But hey.
Now, let me ask you, what if that was your grandfather driving that bus?
If it was my grandfather driving the bus, I mean, knowing my grandfather, he would have gotten really upset, especially if knowing that that could have happened. Do I think he would have, like, pulled over and, like, straight uppercutted her, like, fucked her up? I don't think so. I think he probably would have, like you said, just thrown her off the bus or probably pushed her or whatever, like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, it is an audience. It is, you know, I get, you know, a female. I know how you feel about all of this and the fighting, and if a female can hit a man, but I'm just, I don't think my grandfather would have, like, went that far, but he would have did something. And I would be upset if that happened to my grandfather, if he was the bus driver, and I had to hear, you know, some reckless individual fucking hits him, and, you know, he almost causes an accident, and in result to that, he had to get physical with her. Like, I would be highly upset. But I don't know. It's crazy. It's but people are making it to be so funny, though. Like,
I guess my question is, why would he continue to entice the situation? Like, if she was a problem from the beginning, why didn't he put her off? I guess that would be my question, you know. Because where I'm from, they don't tolerate that. Like, if you're causing, like, a bunch of confusion, they'll put you off. They'll call the police. Like, they'll do whatever they have to do to control the situation.
See, that's the thing. In New York City, they, like, I mean, of course, excuse me, they're like that as well. Like, they'll call authorities, whatever, a lot of times, you know. But I have seen bus drivers, like, throw off a bunch of rowdy kids coming from school, maybe, and they're just starting stuff on a bus with another kid, or just being loud and disruptive because, you know, it is open to the public in all ages and everybody rides the bus. So my question to him is, like, right, like, why didn't you just, like, and I just want to know, like, the uppercut. Like, I can see a mush, a shove. I can see like a really hard push because, like, yeah, just pushing her off the bus, like, push. But, like, to uppercut, that's deep. That's just deep. Like, I know uppercuts and fights usually be the advantage and shit like that, but, I mean, damn. I don't know why you uppercut her. Why can't it just pushed her or however, you know what I'm saying? He threw, and then Black said he threw her off the bus like Jazzy. So she went flying. That would have been, you know what I'm saying, good enough because you would have closed the door and kept it moving.
Yeah, and then she came back on the bus. And then she got back on the bus.
But how did, but see, okay, and then what? She got back on the bus and then what, she had to sit down and ride the ride?
No, she got back on the bus. It was still a whole bunch of hoopla and everybody on the bus. Oh, she's a female, and he said, like, yo, you come up to a man doing grown man shit, expect grown man consequences. You know, like I said, I'm not advocating that he was right for him or whatever, but, and also I understand at the time when you're caught up in the heat of the moment and you just react. You know, yeah, I say, yeah, if he was granted, if he had an extra second to think, maybe he wouldn't have uppercutted her. You know what I'm saying? He was just thinking on the fly, not making that an excuse or an alibi whatsoever. But I understand in the heat of the moment, things happen.
I don't know. Again, I just feel like
I don't know, me either.
I feel like that could have been prevented once he or she started to see the aggravation between the argument. I mean, at what point do you stop? Like, what point do you just be like, okay, I'm done. Like, I'm just not going to say anything else. You can continue to say what you want to say, but I'm just not going to say anything else as a professional. I
have a question for her, too. Like, I mean, honestly, what would have the bus driver, I want to know what she said to her, you know what I'm saying, to get her to react that way, because overall, like, it's public transportation. Anybody living in New York knows that it can be comfortable at times, and a majority of times it's not comfortable, but it's something that you have to deal with because you have to get to where you're going to, you got to do what you have to do, and it's known. Crowded buses, crowded trains to the point where you can't even breathe because you're going to blow all your air in somebody's face directly. You've got to deal with that. So, and then, like, what would, like, get us so hyped to even, like, hit a person that's driving a moving vehicle? Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
And you're at the front, like, straight through the big ass window. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, what the hell was wrong with you? What the fuck was you on that day? What cereal did you eat that morning?
And something else that came across my desk today. I did forward it to you later. It is 8:15.
I'm going to talk about this reckless act. These young people, boy, I tell you.
All right. In Waverly, New York, for those who are unfamiliar, it's about 200 or so miles away from Manhattan, away from New York City. Waverly High School, they were having their pep rally, you know, to start off the season or whatnot. And a couple of the students, and by the way, that area is 97% white, and I say 0.24% black. Now, they had reenacted the infamous Chris Brown, Rihanna domestic violence scandal for the pep rally. And the thing about these students, they had dressed themselves up in blackface. And for those who are not aware what blackface is, back in the early 20s, 30s, what white comedic actors would do would paint their faces black so they can appear to be black actors.
Hmm.
So, like I said, these kids did in Waverly, they reenacted the whole scene, and now it's causing a big uproar, especially upstate New York in that Waverly community. And, you know, people saying, you know, it was out of tact, and the school officials are saying, oh, we had no idea they're going to do it. But me spending a couple years in high school up there, I know that's 100% bullshit, because anytime anything had to be done on school grounds, it had to be checked by the student advisor, then it had to be checked by the principal, then they had to send it up to the district for the final okay before anything got done. So for the administration to be like, oh, we didn't know that they were doing this, it's complete and utter bullshit. And also, it kind of shows us, like, you know, a lot of things, as much as we progress as a country as far as not even racial equality, but just as far as racial acceptance, you know, we still have people who set us back, who still do things to set us back. You know, like I said, me as a black, seeing something like that is, you know, it's like, you know, you just set us back about a good 50 years. You know, but if you saw a whole bunch of white kids reenacting that, as far as the domestic violence, then of course painting themselves to look black, what would be your thoughts on it?
I really think that's reckless. You know, I mean, I used to live in Middletown, New York, and I don't know if you're familiar with that area, but, you know, guys out there, like, it's a lot of white people. Like, I lived on a block where practically, like, we were, like, me and probably another family, the Jenkins, across the street, they were like another black family. And everybody else on my block was like white, Russian, something, or whatever the case may be. Like, there's a lot of white people up there, and it's a little bit of black people. And, you know, I've never experienced that where, you know, I've witnessed another race, you know, in front of me, rather, you know, making, like, you know, just like going in as far as like defamating the next my race. And for that to happen and for them to be so young, I mean, like, they know, you know, they know what's up. Like, they know that that's not right. They know it's an issue. So to reenact that, and I just don't see the point. I know for a fact that a lot of times in high school, yeah, it's true when you say, you know, a lot of times the officials know because, you know, when you're planning a performance or something so big as a pep rally, you kind of have things in order. And I've known a couple of wise guys to pull tricks, you know what I'm saying, right after or switch up the routine just because they're trying to be class clowns or trying to get attention in some sort of way. So I just feel like, you know, I feel bad for the school. I do because right now it's like the school as a whole is just targeted as this negative thing because of that one situation with a few kids. Like, being exploited, and anybody else that goes, they have to deal with what's going on, and they have nothing to do with that. But, Angel, how do you feel about that?
I'm in awe. I just feel it's
really sad. Like, I have to email you the whole thing.
I'm in awe. I mean, it's a lot that I could say. And I mean, I'm pretty sure you know that given the what I do as far as, you know, things in the community and how I feel about certain things. But what I am going to say is I will agree with you when you say that I feel sorry for the school because now they have to fix that. And unfortunately, they can fix it as far as they think, but the image that they have put out to the public is very, very, very disrespectful and discriminatory, and you can't fix it. It's not enough apologies and not enough retraction to change how people may feel about that that attend that school, because I'm pretty sure there are African-Americans that go there. I mean, black gave us a pretty crazy percentage. I'm trying to figure out what the rest of the percentage was. He said 97% white and 0.0, would you say?
0.24% black.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's not even a 4% of black people. That's like in the town of 100 black people, there's like half a black person there.
Right. Wow. So I feel sorry for those particular parents, you know, because I'm sure they're in an uproar. I'm sure that they feel very disrespected. I'm not sure if that school is publicly funded or privately funded, but regardless, you know, people pay for their kids to attend school, however way you want to look at it. And to have a child or a group of children feel uncomfortable, they're going to have a lot to deal with, and they better hope that the NCAA doesn't have anything to, you know, say about that because they might actually, like, people might actually lose their jobs. Because once you put things like that out there, regardless if they're kids or not, like you said, the officials should have shut it down, like, as soon as they seen what was going on, should have shut it down. And I didn't see the pictures. I haven't seen the report, but obviously it didn't get shut down fast enough for it to spread like that and get put onto the press. So ignorance is everywhere, and you just gotta be aware of it.
Which just, you know, gets me is that even if you're going to reenact such a disgusting, you know what I'm saying, thing, why would they really, like, color their face brown? They're white, and they color, like, they have, like, brown makeup on, black makeup on. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already, even if you were just to go as far as, you know, doing the whole scary and acting, like, did you really have to, like, color your face black to do that? And then it's just, like, you know, as a part of the performance, one of the students is holding back the umbrella, welding Chris Brown, the impersonator, as the student portraying Rihanna is just like cowering like on the floor. So,
and you know what irritates me about that is the fact that you guys stand that
you guys on a lace front wig, a lace front wig, a bandana. He was Rihanna. His back is colored like with black, like blotches of black makeup. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. It's just so ignorant because their skin is not even black. So for you to even try to portray a complexion, you need to do it the correct way. Like if you're going to portray an African-American skin, then get the right color. Because last time I checked, they didn't look that dark.
That's ridiculous. That's crazy.
And also for those who are politically aware, tonight is round two, Obama versus Romney debate going down at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Definitely check your local listings. If y'all caught the first one, it was definitely a good one. If y'all caught even the vice presidential debate, it's a good one. So
yeah, I enjoyed the vice presidential debate. It was really good.
Definitely tune in, you know. But, you know, it'll still be on once we're done here. So, you know, you still rock with us till 10 o'clock and then switch to the debate. But still, that's something you want to be informed about and be up to date about. If you're not registered to vote, please, ladies and gentlemen, go do it. I'm saying you don't want to be like Nicki Minaj who's going to talk about she voted for somebody and she's not even registered to vote.
Wow.
All right, so go vote, handle your business, you know what I'm saying, make your voice heard. And then once you go vote and you register to vote, then you could bitch about how the government's doing this, how the government's doing that. But if you're not voting and you're just there taking whatever they give you, you have no right to say something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Yes, register to vote. If you don't know how to do it, you know, just ask someone. You know, you can definitely hit up one of the All Vibes promoters, i.e. Will Monte. You can, you know, hit up Angel, me, Black. Like, we will, you know, lead you to where we will guide you to where you have to go to register to vote. Because there's just nothing but registering to vote and just vote until it counts. So make sure you vote, y'all. Definitely. I want to get into a caller really quickly before I go on a commercial break. Last four digits of your number is 2908. 2908, you're live on
air. I was for this Monte.
Hey, what's going on?
Speak of the devil.
Oh.
Word.
How
you doing,
Monte? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm good.
I'm all right. So, being that you're tuning in, I know, I want to just like, well, because I know you got a lot of things going on with you and you've been doing so much, what's new?
Oh, boy. As far as the whole election thing, I'm really proud of my team and myself. We registered over 900 people. Other than that, I'm getting ready for this trip to Tennessee, represent my college. I'm also getting ready for December, the first week of my winter break. Instead of going home, I'm actually volunteering my whole week to helping families and children and cooking for them and delivering toys. And then next month, I'm trying to set up an empty stocking program down here in this community and deliver toys and gift cards and whatever families need in this community before a Christmas break. So it's just a lot going on, but, you know, I get through it.
That's so what's up. Shout out to you on everything that you're doing. That's really a good look. Giving back, that's what it's all about, and you could cook. You hear me, Monte?
What did you say?
I say you could cook.
Yeah, I can cook anything.
Okay, well, it'd be nice that, you know, people that don't have that's less fortunate than others will get to experience, you know, some of your cooking and just your humbleness, and that's what's up. Shout out to you for that. But what do you think about the situation where the three white male high school students reenacted the Chris Brown and Rihanna beating up act as a skit for their, Black, their pep rally? Yeah, pep rally. I think it was the pep rally. So how do you feel about that?
Man, I saw the picture. It's just crazy. Like, ignorance is really taking over right now. Like, seriously. And I just felt really offended. Because it's like, I don't know if that's supposed to be a joke, but it wasn't funny. And I didn't really see the purpose. I could have sworn black faces went out a long time ago. And it's like they're trying to bring it back in a positive light, but it's backfiring. And I didn't really see the purpose in reenacting something so touchy and so serious as a pep rally thing anyway.
I definitely do agree with you. But thank you, Monte, for calling in. I definitely got to get moving with the show. And, you know, give me your opinion on what we got going on. And like I said, again, shout out to you for doing everything that you're doing. And y'all could definitely follow him on Twitter at @Evo_Monte. All about Shimoda's, like I told you, if you're looking to register to vote or information on it, he's definitely one person that you need to hit up and follow. So thank you, Monte.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right, well, for those who know, today is Tuesday, and we always rock out, and Angel always does her thing, so it's hi, mamas. So whenever you're ready, I believe your interview is in the building, and you can get it going.
All right. For all those who are tuning in, it's me, Boss Barb, now known as Miss Angel Love. You're rocking out with All Bugs Radio with Nikki and Black. Tune in, call us 347-857-4032. Because now we're having L interviewee. I'm going to just call him Mr. Moolah. He's from Philly, and we're going to bring him on. Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? It's Quan Moolah.
Quan Moolah.
Philly 215 suicide on the ride, yeah.
So you're welcome to All Bugs Radio. You're talking to Angel, and you have Nikki, and you have Black on the panel. First, we want to say welcome, and for all those who may not be familiar with you, tell the people who you are and what it is that you do.
Oh, well, my name is Quan Moolah, and I'm from Philly, and I'm an artist. I rap and I sing. And I'm 20 years old, and I'm handsome. Oh, yeah.
Y'all have to see, so he's really, like, turned up. I want to know, before we get into one of your songs, I've listened to all of them that you sent me, and I'm just waiting on you to get signed. Like, I am. I think you got, like, some like, I don't know, I think you're going to get signed to, like, Lil Wayne's crew or something like that. That's the little flow you got going on. But I want to know, when did you start your musical career?
Well, I didn't really start my music career until I was out of high school, actually. I didn't know I had the talent until I got out of school because I put my education first. And then I started doing music, and I didn't know I had that talent until I really got into it.
That's the five, you know, always first. Education is always first. If you could compare yourself to any artist in our time, who would you compare yourself to and why?
I wouldn't compare myself to nobody because I'm me and can't nobody do what I do. But if I did have to choose somebody, it would probably be Lil Wayne because he the best artist in the game right now. And when I get on, I'm gonna be the best.
I love it. I want to get into one of your songs, so I'm gonna have Black play something. You can just hold on, because we're gonna give the listeners a little taste of what you have to offer, and give them some time to call in. They may have questions for you. You may want to comment on your song. And give Nikki and Black a chance to actually hear something from you. So go ahead, Black. You let me know exactly which one you selected to play.
Yeah, no doubt. We got some Kwan Moolah repping Philly. Shout out to everyone over in Philly and PA. I know I got roots out there. This joint here is Groupie Love on All Parts Radio, 347-8.
I was hoping you will play that one.
4302.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to get into it.
I got plenty women, plenty bitches, plenty ditches, foreign riches. Fuck that, let's be specific. Y'all fuckers can really get it. Pimpin' that Maybach, bitches, they hit gang. Bitches in the backseat, bad freaks every day of the week. Freakily, tweet, tweet, damn these bitches on my heels. Fuck them and they pay my bills. Hit that bitch with my long home, damn shorty be long gone. Slice her down like provolone, damn shorty is spicy hot. Light high penis, yellow polka dot bikinis. Suckin' on her linguine, pussy hot, pussy melt. I'm the heavyweight champ of this game, make it rain. Deep pain, groovy love is what I love, no love, no love.
I know you wanna be with me wherever I go. I know you're down the road. I know you wanna be with me forever. You're my friend. Just let the journey begin. And I go, I get that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love. And wherever I go, I get that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love.
K-W-A-N, Moolah, baby, Eastern Entertainment, hotter than some flamish.
Fuck you and your feelings, fuck you and your anus.
Give me all my cash, gotta get your paper up. Nike, I just do it, bitches, I just do them. Fuck it, never keep them, we just find them fucking flim. I'm head down the road, my soul burn, my life free. Eternity, I spread my wings and take flight. I spread her legs and ignite this long pipe of her windpipe. She's exchange fright, but she rock my mic to the afterlife. I'm the Antichrist, submission, I'm sub-zero. No degrees, burning hot, pass please. This L, roll it up, groupie love, I'm all about.
I know you wanna be with me wherever I go. I know you're down the road. I know you wanna be with me forever. You're my friend, just let the journey begin. And wherever I go, I get that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love. And wherever I go, I get that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love, that goopy goopy love.
That love.
Tuning in, that was Groupie Love from our interviewee, Kwan underscore Moolah. And before I continue the interview, it's only right that I ask Ms. Nikki Barbs, what do you think about that? You think we got some raw talent tonight?
I definitely do. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? It's Kwan Moolah.
I definitely loved it, Groupie Love. I was over here rocking and jamming. It's definitely something that I could rock to and just bug out, and I think it's a fun song, and it seemed like you had fun doing it, and shout out to you and just keep doing it. I'm kind of excited to hear the other tracks.
Oh, wow. We have them, Nikki. I mean, it's up to you if you want to hear the rest of them tonight. But
no, I definitely do. I definitely do, because I noticed that we had tracks, so I thought it was like, yeah, I'm kind of interested now. But if I had to rate it, because I do get ratings, I would definitely give that song 8.5.
Yes, I love it. What about you, Blake?
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. I was definitely listening to what he was saying, like, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not, going to front. The beat will definitely distract the motherfucker, but I was actually listening to what you're saying, and you definitely got that lyrical content. You definitely have that type of delivery, which would definitely propel you, but I think maybe with that type of beat didn't work, but I definitely like how you put the words together in your bars. It's definitely on point. Me personally, I just didn't like the beat.
Oh, that's cool. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, for all those who are tuning in, call us up 347-857-4032. Press 1. Nikki will see you if you want to comment on the song Groupie Love. So, Nikki, whenever you see a caller, you can intercept me and let them talk to him and give their comment.
Sure.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now in your career?
I see myself signing a Lil Wayne.
You only saying that because that's what I said. Are you really?
Yeah, I'm serious. But if I'm going to sign a Lil Wayne, I just start my own label. That's all. Get things moving on my own. Because
right.
Music is my life, and I ain't going to stop for nobody.
That's dope. Do you have anything coming up that you want to shout out? Any events?
Oh, I want to give a shout out to my mom, Shireen. And I want to give a shout out to Bird. And I want to give a shout out to my sisters, my grandmas, my fans, my brothers, my little nieces and nephews, 215, everybody. Shout out to Lee Mays and Meek Mills. They making moves. Yeah.
Okay. Nikki, is there anything you would like to ask from before we let Black play one more track?
Yeah, I do. What makes you choose Lil Wayne? Like, why out of all people, out of all labels, like, why would you want to get signed with him?
Because that's my favorite artist. And, you know, he's the most dedicated person in the game because he make more music than anybody. Everybody else be slouching around trying to make one single a year, and I'm not trying to do that. I need to make music.
That's what's up. So you feel like you mix well with the other artists that are already on the label?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up. That's dope. I definitely can hear your energy, and you really sound like you really, really, really want it, and I definitely do appreciate it because I love when I talk to people that do what they do, and they actually take a lot of pride, and they take it seriously, and they invest in themselves, and they do what they got to do to get themselves out there. So, like I said again, shout out to you. And, Buzz Bob, you definitely do have a caller. So,
right.
Y'all ready to get to the caller?
Yes, bring them on. Let's see if they have the same old groupie love.
All right. So, caller, last one to just say your number is 7272. You're definitely live on the air with Miss Boss Barb, Andrew Love.
Hey, what's good? It's Bree.
Hey, Bree.
How are you?
Good. I was just calling the show love, guys.
Yeah, how you doing, Bree?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. So what you think about my song?
I like your song, and, you know, definitely salute you for representing, you know, Philly and everything, because, you know, I'm in Jersey, so, you know.
Yeah, you need to come take a trip to Philly, then, and come see me.
I'm always there, so, you know, just holler at me. I got you.
Hey.
Follow me on Twitter.
Well, you already know. I definitely tweeted him, so we definitely click on that, and y'all can definitely do that. Follow for a follow, F for F. Get it popping.
Definitely, definitely. I'll give you a shout out so you already know who I am, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate you liking my music, too.
No problem.
Maybe I'll make a song for you one day.
Say what?
I'll make a song for you one day.
Oh, yeah. Don't be gassing me.
No.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Well, I mean, you know, you already know everything is everything on this end, so you know you're definitely going to want to stick around. for the show, and I'm definitely going to play more of his track, so you can definitely give your opinion on that, too. I'm going to let Angel go ahead and finish up her interview.
Before I finish, I wanted to give Black a chance to, you know, say whatever he feel like he would like to say, any advice he wants to get Mr. Moolah, because, you know, from a guy's point of view, they kind of listen to different things when they're listening to artists. And we always love to hear what Black has to say, so.
Why thank you for remembering
like
the black guy.
Yes, I remember the black guy today.
Thank you for remembering the black guy. Quan, you know, you've been on and on, Wayne, like, what? Besides the fact that he puts out a single once every 15 hours, besides that, what makes him the best artist in your opinion?
Because he's dedicated and he never stopped. And I feel like I have the same passion for music that he does. He ain't never stopped. He been in the game for over 10 years, and that's what I'm trying to be.
Okay, now as far as his content and whatnot, like, do you, you know, are you going to, like, even... Because, you know, it seems like you're trying to model your career after the strides he's made. So are you going to be coming out with the baggy pants and then a couple years later you coming out with leopard print leggings? You know, like how you do it?
No, I can't do it because I need to breathe.
Exactly like how you trying to do it because, you know, because I'm not going to front. Back in the, you know, 97, 98, I was a Lil Wayne Cash Money fan. You can't tell me nothing about Lil Wayne Cash Money.
Yes.
But what... But once 2001, 2002, I was like, what the hell is this shit? So,
that's him. I ain't going to be wearing no leopard jeans. I need my jeans to be fitted, okay? No tightness.
Wow. Damn, Black. I didn't think that he would go as far as, like, leopard print leggings, though. Like, before I find a black leopard print, but I think, damn, that's kind of...
Now, if he wearing the leopard, I know
you're deeper. You're so funny. I've always been a Wayne fan. I've always been a Cash Money fan. I'm a Young Money Cash Money fan, so I definitely hear it in you. I definitely could potentially see you being a part of that crew. So I got my prayers sent up for you.
Can we get a freestyle, though? Like, can you, like, spit?
No, not yet. I'm
going to
let him
be there. Well, what y'all going to do? Y'all going to put a beat on or you just want me to freestyle?
What I want is Black to play another one of your tracks so that way listeners who are just tuning in can get to hear you. And if he can get to hear some more, because you never know, she might ask you later to create a drop for her. But the next one got to be hot because we only accept the best on All About Radio. So if you're listening, we're about to play another track from Kwan and the Soul Moolah with myself, the co-host, Miss Angel Love, with the beautiful Nikki Bars and L Nigga. Call us 347-857-4032 and Black whenever you're ready. Let us know that we about to listen to it.
Yeah, we about to get into the next one. This is called Drop It Low. From the homie Kwan Moolah. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up, Big Game Radio, 347-857-4302. And if you want a chance to win $1,000 cash money right before Christmas, you might want to stay tuned. And we'll be right back.
Yeah. Kwan Moolah.
Well, drop it low, whoa. Drop it low, whoa. Drop it low. Sitting on that forecast, I'm throwing up.
some more cash in your girl ass. She throwing back like whiplash. I'm shooting threes like Steve Nash. My pipe's bent like Trina at ass. 2012, I'm going down. Free at last. Take the world out my hands. Throw it down. Then stop on it.
Drop low, whoa.
Boy Hook from the Dunway Clique. Halo! And make sure that you stay tuned in to Alabama Barbs Radio with the sexy Southern Belle Boss Barbs, a.k.a. Angel, and that sexy lady Nikki Barbs. Ha!
I be always trying to do that. I can't even do it because I'm trying to for my sake. I'm about to sound stupid right now. But I like when he does that. Shout out. I love it. Yes. Y'all
yes, so welcome back. What do you think about that? I think we're giving him a little too much, though.
I love it. I like it. I don't know. I just like hype music. You know what I'm saying? I'm a hype individual, if y'all can't already tell by that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely watching out. I'm definitely feeling it. Like, I'm just waiting for him to, like, you know what I'm saying, like, spit something live, though.
We're going to give them what they asking for. So I hope you're ready.
I'm just mad right now because my Twitter is definitely acting up right now, and I can't, and I know people are tweeting me. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Mine's acting weird, too. So the last person we put on the spot, like, he hung up. He wasn't ready. He said he was.
Oh,
but he wasn't. And he hung up. So, are you ready?
I have nothing. All his shit is fake.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you want me to freestyle, son?
We ready.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Move that body slow. Time ticking, you hip shift, and let's make a movie. It's too explicit for human vision. I'm too different. I'm not the same. My mob is rolling the fast lane. Her ass bounce like a trampoline. Money making Mitch. I'm paid a fool. Life so sweet. Tahisha Tree. Groupie loving my condo. Blazing amazing money. Come pronto. Sliding down the pole. I'm throwing stacks on them. Reach for the peace. Unleash the beast. On them. East on the tame and we on them. Laying of the day out of my coffin. Dead or alive. Take precaution. I'm too deep. Titanic, swag gigantic, I'm out the box. Swiping, no swiping, pull up in a Viper, Ken Tush. My wingspan on another level, bite too deep. Her fruity pebbles, no dreaming. She get it squirting like a water gun. I pull out the pistol, she swallow the gun. On the road to riches, my life just begun. This war I have won, H-E-double-L, hot one. Busting her mouth, come for fun. So much head, my dick numb. Beep it, beat it up like a drum. On your trampoline, I stump.
Wait.
What do you have to say about
that?
I can't wait for somebody to ask me.
First, I'll give my two cents on the track. I definitely liked it better than Groupie Love.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
I like
Drop It Low better than Groupie Love. I'm sorry.
I'm just laughing at Angel because I heard her interview.
Why? Because I can imagine Andrew and Nikki, you know, shaking to it, you know what I'm saying? And I can imagine, you know, you say that you're at a house party, and if you lucky enough to be standing behind a chick, you're going to have yourself a merry old time, you know? So, I like that one because the whole aspect of music is, one, to relate to people, and two, to get people to dance. That's not to get people to dance. So I definitely like that one. Yo, the freestyle... good, because they said, we put people on the spot, they messed around, they hung up, and they call, and then we put them on the spot, and they don't say nothing, and then they choke, so I definitely give you mad respect on that.
Nikki, I want to hear what you have to say.
because y'all know me, and wait, because this is what I like to hear from you guys, because I get to pick and choose, like, what I want to comment on, like, that one-liner and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, certain things stand out to me. I just thought it was funny that I think he said, and you can quote me if I'm wrong because it is your shit, but I believe he said something about getting so much head that your dick is numb.
Yeah.
That line was funny. But I thought it was cool. I thought it was dope. That was cool, like Black Star, like that. Shout out to you, because I like to do that to people because I want to know, like, anybody, you can get on the track and you can spit anything and maybe somebody wrote it for you, or maybe, you know what I'm saying, it's not your shit. So when I ask people just to spit randomly, you know what I mean, like, just if it's in you, if you got it, it's going to always flow regardless. So it was dope. It was cool. And we have another caller.
Yes, bring them on.
All right. So last four digits of your number is 9761. 9761. You're live on air with Miss Boss Vibes, Angel Love.
What's good? What's good? It's Baltimore Sun.
What's poppin'? It's Quan Mula.
What's good? Everybody straight?
Yeah,
I'm good. Well, how are you, Mr. Sun?
I'm good. I'm sitting here at work. I caught the I missed the last song. I caught the first song and I caught the freestyle. But I was listening online and then my phone had messed up, so I called in. So I missed the second joint y'all played. So I'm going to have to go on the play.
What you think
back
about the first song?
You know, I'll run that joint back.
Before we run it back, right, what did you think about the first song, since you did get to catch that one?
The first song, it wasn't really my type of thing, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm strictly on a hip-hop tip. But I always try to listen, you know, like, give a general, you know, from not that standpoint, and I could see it working, you know what I'm saying? It didn't do it for me, but at the same time, I see it working for the climate of the whole rap game right now, you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
exactly. Like
Brooklyn had said earlier, I wasn't really feeling the beat, but you definitely got some wordplay, you know what I mean? And so I you know, you was doing your thing on that, and the freestyle you went in, you know what I mean, most definitely, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
thank you, man. I
take my hat off to you. Only thing I would say, like, about the whole Lil Wayne thing is I could see that. But in this day and age, brother, I'm pretty sure you already know you don't need a label for nothing. You do everything on your own. You know, what I'm saying? Other than that,
yeah, I know.
That,
it's all the same. I got my own
out,
label.
You know, worldwide, you can do everything on your own, man. It's going to be rough. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, it's going to be well worth it. You know what I'm saying? So whichever route you decide to take, y'all, just wish you much success. You know what I mean?
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt.
And what did you think about the freestyle?
I like him. Y'all know one of my favorite unsigned is Mr. Moore that just called it. So Kwan, he's very seasoned. He's been in the game for a very long time. So I just think, you know, that was cool for him to actually call and comment. But I think he has talent. I really do. I think he has talent. And like I said, I see great things in his future if he keep being devoted and keep having the hunger for it like we hear today. I'm just happy we heard the first one on All Barbs Radio, so I can say I heard it first. I just want to know, is there anything that you would like to say to anyone on the panel? Do you have any shout-outs, anything that you want to talk about as far as any projects that you may have coming up? This is now your time to say what you have to say while we wait on any more callers. Again, we have Mr. Kwan _ Mula from Philly, 347-857-4032, but myself, Miss Angel Love, Miss Beautiful Nikki Barbs, the homie Brooklyn Black. We just played Drop It Low, and he freestyled for us. So, Mr. Mula,
it's your turn to say whatever you feel as though you need to say.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to y'all for having me, Angel Love and Nikki Bones. Yeah, and y'all is beautiful.
Thank you.
Also, my music is free online. You know, I'm on my ReverbNation.com/Kwamola. Y'all can download my music and hear more music that's not playing on the radio right now. And I got a mixtape coming out soon. It's gonna be called Evil Arrival. And I want to also give another shout out to my mother again, Shireen Sullivan, aka Tootsie.
Shout out to Tootsie.
Shout out to Mom Dukes.
Yeah, Mom Dukes in the building. Tootsie,
yes.
Move.
Put my mama on the phone. I wanna talk to Mama. Put Mama on the phone.
Oh, wow. Here goes my mom.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi,
Mom.
No, he's playing around.
Angel Love. You're talking to Miss Angel Love, Miss Nikki Barbs, and Miss Brooklyn Black All Bars Radio. I just want to say your son is on a great path. I'm pretty sure you know that, and it's great job. Great job.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
She's a little nervous on the phone. Don't worry about it.
Aww. Aww, well, as always, before we as always, I just like to, again, say thank you for rocking out. It's been fun. You're very entertaining. So just keep in touch with us.
I you know my middle name is entertaining.
Oh, my God. See, this is if there's nothing else that needs to be said, Nikki has other topics that I can't wait to talk about tonight. It's been a pleasure. And on behalf of myself and the other panel members, thank you for rocking up with us. It's been very fun.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. No problem. Kwamola will always come.
Yes, y'all make sure y'all go follow him on Twitter. And y'all already know, y'all don't even have to figure out how can you get at him on Twitter, because I tweeted it, just saw my timeline, hit me up. I'll do it again. And good night. So, Angel.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah.
Black was asked to, I guess, play it back. So, I mean, I do want to get into a commercial break really quickly, but don't play it yet. We'll play it towards the end so that Mr. Sun can get a chance to hear it, because he did ask you to play that back. But whenever you're ready, let's get into this commercial break. So when we come back, we could chat it up for a little while before we get out of here.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah. Birthday. It's your birthday.
If I die, carry me in Simon Lewis style.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
No.
When I die, bury me in Simon Lewis style.
No.
When I die, bury me in call a big booty. Wrist moving, cook, getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Cams everywhere.
Damn.
Just made a juice.
I
got bands everywhere.
Bands.
You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath.
Damn.
Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll.
Bring
your girl, leave me. She need a hair salon. When I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All
do it, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the needy, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. Especially if you paid a couple payments on her mama crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. We and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
They ask me what I do and who I do it with, and how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the lone style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Bad bitch contest. You in first place. You in first place.
I beat the pussy up.
up by beer, I eat it, but much rather beat it. Lick your girl down, cause I know she really need it. Yeah, I get her wet, wetter than she ever been. Now she telling me that she gonna tell all her friends. I'm like, okay, bring them all along, as long as I can stick my tongue in between the thong. Yeah, I'm nasty, I know you like it. Lick the bottom lip, baby girl, you gon' bite it. Yeah, I go deep, I love it from the back. Arch that back, make that ass clap, make the pussy squirt. Yeah, I got stroke, tell me where it hurts. Spread them legs, little mommy, watch you work. Tell me what it is, show me what it could be. Pussy on my lips, juice box tastes good to me. Put it on my tongue, fill me on up. Put it in your gut, I beat the pussy up, 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 I beat the pussy up. I'm me, you know I'm a big dog. I dive in the head first like a free fall. Big wood, thicker than a tree log. How to bouncing on the dick like a seesaw. Baby, I'm raw, like I don't use protection. And we can get it right here in the VIP session. I wanna fuck you right here like Irk say. Mr. Ice with the cream, no dessert place. Scream my name, baby, I'm Skipper. Just one dead shot of reaching for my zipper. It's down, I'm a dicker. You can pick her up or I'll deliver. Panties in the way, it's the new one, I'ma rip them. I go hard in the paint. Boyfriend mugging all hard cause he can't. 91 premium, all in the tank. I deposit that dick, I call it a smart bank. I beat the pussy up, 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 I beat the pussy up.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all definitely tuned in to All Vibes Radio. We just had some fun just now, if you missed it. We definitely did. We definitely had at Quan Mula in the building, holding it down. He did his thing. Shout out to him. Make sure y'all go follow him. And, it went from big wee hoes to beating pussy up. How you feeling tonight, what? Playing both those tracks back to back.
What's up?
I said, all I know is that it went from big booty hoe, the song, 2 Chainz, and beat the pussy up. I said, how are you feeling tonight?
Feeling great, you know.
I was just laughing, like, oh, shit. That's funny. But, how you doing, Angel? How you doing?
Hey, as y'all know me, y'all know I'm a 2 Chainz fan, so I was over here drowning. But I'm trying to figure out, maybe y'all can help me, because y'all know I have, like, all of his stuff. But I'm trying to figure out, where did he get... If y'all, like, really listening, he said Extendo clip. I know what like, tell his character that came home, but I can't remember his name. The nigga that used to be like, go, Gadget, go, and all of that. What was his name?
Was it, like, go, Gadget, go? Like, was it, like, the melody like that? Because I'm always getting shit wrong, because
like,
I be thinking I know.
No, he would be like, go, Gadget, go. And she used to, like, come on his arms, and he used to fly in the air. He was, like, made
from,
like, different schools. Yes!
Oh my god.
Yes.
No, but wait. But what I want to know is, you know, it's getting cold now. It's getting real cold. Well, not real cold, but it's getting colder. And what are, for right now, for this season, like, fashion do's and don'ts? What you don't want to see? You know, just people wearing, because you know people bullshit all year round when it comes down to dressing. Like, you're always going to just see, you know, everybody has their own style. And, you know, I guess, but I know one thing, I better not, like, really see because I haven't seen it yet. I really haven't. I don't know about y'all, but I really haven't seen it yet. But, like, the whole still wearing, like, short shorts and, like, UGG boots and, like, a sweater and a scarf and, like, a hat. I really don't want to see that. And I think that will be a don't in my category, because how can you be so cold but have no clothes on? And I know somebody's going to do it, but technically that is so a don't, and I don't want to see that. I really don't. But I know somebody's going to be brave to pull it off, because I have a feeling. But, like, what are some of your do's and don'ts?
I say do just for the weather, you know what I'm saying? Don't try to be cute. I mean, if you have...
But what are you seeing, like, now? Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know that the weather is changing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been a...
You know, like, there's still girls walking around with flip-flops on and leggings and shit. Like, it's 60 degrees outside and 70 degrees. Like, yo, if you can see your breath outside, none of your skin should be showing except for your hands, maybe, unless, you know... Other than that, you shouldn't be dressed like it's summer, you know. And then we see these Facebook and Twitter posts, I'm sick. That's because your ass tried to look cute yesterday instead of fucking putting on a jacket. You know, so do exercise common sense. Don't just try to look cute or wear that thing because it makes your ass or your tits stand up, so you have guys talking to you, looking at you and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's be smart.
I definitely do agree, Angel. Like, I mean, is it, like, I know, you know, is it colder for us in New York than it is for you? Like, are you feeling it? Like, are you really, like...
Well, me, 50 degrees is cold, so, I mean, I think it's cold. Just when the weather just started to break, I had my jacket on. I was like, y'all niggas ain't getting me sick. So I'm definitely gonna go and agree with you.
Wait, did you have like a long down jacket, like a peacoat?
No,
like, did you have a bubble jacket?
I had a little jean jacket on, but I did have a scarf on and I did have gloves. When I take Bambi out in the morning,
gloves?
You can see your gloves. Yes,
Why do you have gloves?
Girl, does it be cold? Like,
gloves are so like.
Really fast. No, Nikki. Don't let
gloves are so like hippie, like at black. Would you think? Would you consider glove weather to be? Do you consider glove weather to be?
Biggie, let me tell you something. First, before I answer that, in the summertime, I sleep with blankets on. Like, I am like highly anemic. So 50 degree weather.
Oh, but you're anemic. Okay.
Yes, I'm anemic.
A high anemic. But I mean,
highly anemic.
Because I'm like, because I mean. I, like, in the summertime, like, you know, I don't sleep with a blanket, maybe a sheet, but I may sleep with a blanket if I have an AC on, you know, because, you know, it gets colder.
Why would you have on an AC if it's cold outside?
I'm saying in the summertime, because she said in the summertime she sleeps with blankets, but I was just saying, like, you know, I might sleep with a blanket due to the fact, like, you know, there's an AC on, but in the summertime, if there's no AC and it's hot, it would be hard for me to sleep with it. But I guess, what do you consider to be glove weather, Black? Like, what temperature would it have to be for you to put on gloves?
Yo, it got to be, like, under 50. We talk like 45. Like I said, if you can see your breath in the fucking 45 air.
45
like
degrees?
Yo, 45 degrees is like chilly. Like, go outside right now with a t-shirt or something. Go outside with a t-shirt right now, come if you don't get cold.
I'm not going outside with a t-shirt right now.
Why not? Outside in 45 degree weather, that bitch gonna be cold in 10 minutes.
I'm gonna put my hands. I just feel like glove weather is like 40 and below. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, where it's to the point where, like, you might get frost tips or something. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know where your joints start locking. Like, I think that's when that's glove weather, like, when you put on gloves, like, anything else, it's like, you know, like, put your hands in your pocket. Because I don't think, I mean, 45 degrees is, 50 degrees is cold. But, like, to have on, like, puffy gloves,
No. I don't have mittens.
What do you have, like the tight leather gloves?
No, I had on cotton gloves, like cotton gloves that stretch, you know, the kind that you can take your fingertips out on because, you know, I drive and stuff like that. It was a temporary thing because, like, when I drop baby off in the morning, you can see your breath and you can see the frost on people's cars. That's cool. If you can see frost in my grass and frost on my car, nigga, I'm getting a scarf, a hoodie, and a jean jacket and booty bopping.
Oh, I mean, hey. Y'all just get, you know, 40, 50. You said, she said sit black, but Angel says she thinks 60 degrees is cold.
To me, like, if I walk outside, like, springtime weather, to me, I'm chilly. Like, 60 degree weather, when it's breeze, I'm like, damn, where's my jean jacket at? I need to put a jacket on. It's cold outside.
What are people still, due to the transition of the weather down where you are, like, what are people still, like, what are you seeing that's a don't? Like, what are you seeing that people, like, they shouldn't be doing right now due to the fact that the weather's changing?
I'm definitely going to go with the shorts. Like, I've never understood that. I've never understood that when it's hot outside. Like, you're wearing a sweater or a sweatshirt and then shorts.
With a scarf and then shorts.
I don't understand that. Yeah, I've never understood that.
You look so cold, but you look so cold up top, but down at the bottom, like, you wonder why, because you have no clothes on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
open
toes. And you have on Uggs, insulated. You know what I'm saying? Boots, probably with no socks on.
Yeah, that, I don't get that either.
What the fuck?
With the guys, like the long socks and then like the basketball shorts. You didn't put pants on. Like, I don't get that.
You don't think it's cargo season for guys with shorts? Like, get some cargo. It's like put the basketball shorts into the summertime. Then saying put them up. Like, as far as like going hard and wearing them, like, in the street as far as an outfit. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't you think it's more of, like, I mean, if you are going to, not even shorts, like, I cargo pants, right? Like, I think, or jeans. I don't even know why
cargo
people.
Cargo pants? But I thought those are only worn in the summertime. I don't wear cargo pants, so I don't know. Like, isn't cargo pants, like, a summer? Okay. You're laughing, but I'm asking you, because I don't know. Is it cargo pants? Isn't that a summer wear? Like, I shouldn't see guys wearing that in the wintertime, right?
I don't know, wait. I thought you could wear cargo, like, I don't know, but with
cargo
in summer.
Pants? Okay, but cargo shorts? Nigga, the hell is wrong with you?
not cargo shorts. I meant to say cargo pants. Like, I was just talking about, like, the basketball shorts. I meant to say, like, isn't it about, like, cargo pants weather? Like, you don't
guys
think
wear
guys?
Cargo pants, though? You guys wear cargo pants? I don't know.
Well, nah, because see, me, I'm more of a, you're like, I wear fatigue pants because they're hella comfortable and they are warm. But, you know, like, cargo, like, if they're that real thin material, like, you know, what are you doing? Like, you might as well just wear shorts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like I said before, it's just exercise of common sense. Like, yo, if something is easier when you wake up in the morning, put your hand on the window. Like, if the glass is cold, you need to throw in a damn jacket.
I agree. The sandal thing, I don't understand the you want to wear sandals and it's cold outside. Like, I don't get that.
I think, women, especially with the whole flip flop shit, is because, like, you know, if you're wearing heels, like, a lot of times, like, me working, you know, downtown with a whole bunch of business people and everybody having on high heels, gloves, all that, like, they will take out flats because, like, that's their form of, like, their flip flops because it's, like, their thing of comfortability, like, to take off their.
No, I mean, not flip-flops. I mean, like, no. Open-toed shoes. Like, you know, like, you see that shit sometimes. You go to, like, the club and around here where I'm from, I'm just like, why are you wearing those? I thought those were summer shoes. I'm confused. I don't understand the whole dynamic on open-toed
shoes. He tries to pull it. Be like, oh, I want to wear these. Like, what? Your whole front and back and middle and sides is out. Like, don't you feel the drive? Don't you, like, don't you want to put some socks on right now? I'm like, those are summer shoes. I do. I say that. I say flip-flops and sandals are summer shoes. You know what I mean? Like, your boots and your shoes, like, you know, you have your fall, you have your rain boots for rainy days, like, different types of shit category. But I don't want to see the guy, like, when it comes down to the hats, like, those tight, like, skin tight. Like, I hate, especially if you have no hair, you're bald headed. It looks so fucking scary.
Wait a minute,
so, tell me again. Because guys will be like, yo, this shit right here, it keeps my head extra warm. Like, the tighter it is like that, like, gripping on my fucking head, like, my head is dumb warm. And I'm like, you look like you have, like, a condom. Like, it just looks crazy. It looks weird. Like, it's so tight, like, the skin. Like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, a beanie or something like that?
A beanie, yeah.
So, and it, you know, beanie's a knitted one, I guess. And then what do you call the slick one, the spandexy one? Like, the thing, like, they be wearing, like, them people, like, when they go swimming, like, them should be so tight. Like, I don't want to see that. Get a hat, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, get a hat. You don't have to be, you know, guys sometimes come into the fashion. They like those big dog ear flaps, you know, hats.
I
think it's really cute. It's depending on who wears it, you know what I mean? Who has it on? Like, not everybody that has it. You know, tonight, you know what I mean? But I like those hats. Bro, what kind of hats do you sport in the winter?
I wear what we old school niggas call the burglar fitted, you know, the regular scully cap. You know, because the thing I had, you're supposed to, you know, cover your head, cover your ears, you know, so you don't get cold, you know, so you don't catch cold, and that's what I wear. You know, like, I wear a regular hat. Like,
yeah.
I might wear fitted, depending on how the weather is, but other than that, it's a regular wool hat. You know, like, I'm not trying to be out there looking. I'm out there, I'm trying to be warm, get to where I gotta go, and take my black ass back home before I get any more colder.
But you can look warm and still look cute.
But you know what, though? I'm very, for me, because, you know, like, I don't like, I'm not a hat person. I don't wear hats a lot. So I'm really picky, though, when it comes to hats in winter. Like, I don't, like, I have to, like, get the perfect one for me to, like, sport throughout the whole winter. Like, I'm not going to wear, like, a wool hat, maybe, depending on, like, what hairstyle I have. You know what I mean? But,
because
it gets hard on here for females, like, when you have, like, you know, a bun or a ponytail, like, you don't want to put a hat, you know what I mean? Like, you can't wear it.
Right.
You know? It's, like, very hot. So.
Do you like earmuffs?
I really don't, but, because I think, like, it annoys me. Like, it makes my ears hot. Like, the furry ones, like, the furry ones, like, you know, like, the furry ones, the big. Because I've seen earmuffs that, like, are, like, you know, like, really taper, like, a headband, like, tight, you know, kind of, with a little Velcro strap.
I'm going to come get your ass in seat, because it's going to be cold. It's going to be a nasty winter. You're going to set up your ass in seat. You don't wear hats.
Yeah, but I'm like, earmuffs. No, I would like, but I'm a big scarf and, like, layer person. So I would layer and, like, I would wrap, like, my neck and my, like, that area would be, like, dumb warm. My neck, my chest, everything's going to, like, have big-ass folded scarf that I can wrap around. And, like, I'm a scarf person. Like, with gloves,
I said holiday gift ideas for anybody that's listening.
Well, like, I'm just saying, though, like, gloves too much. The only reason why I don't like gloves too much is because I can't maneuver, like, on my cell phone and shit like that with gloves that gets in the way.
So you gotta get the kind that you can take the fingers off, the fingertips.
I don't know, like, yeah, I guess, maybe. that would be a bright idea to get those, but But what I do know is that Halloween is definitely coming up, and like I always say, be safe. Just keep it safe. Remember, you know, crazy things that be happening nowadays, and you do want to protect yourself and your kids, and definitely don't want to have to be up in a dentist or an emergency room due to excessive candy eating or bad candy eating. Because I'll be pissed as hell if I got to go sit, you know what I'm saying, in the dentist's office and hear my child scream, cry, holler because she ate too much candy and she has a toothache. So definitely make sure you be safe. You know what I thought was such a good idea? Like, you know, somebody had, because my daughter, I don't know, like, she has light-up shoes, right? Like, she, like, I don't, they're not Skechers. I don't know what they are, but is they're really, they're annoying. Every time she walks, they light up, like, bright, mad bright, different colors all the time, like, just flashlight. And if you have kids and they're younger and, you know, they like to walk ahead or like to walk away, and or if you're going with a group of kids and your child might be stuck in the middle of a bunch of kids and you're trying to find him or her, I think, like, I suggest, like, you put those, like, get some light-up shoes or put, like, some little blinky things or reflectors or something, because it be dark out here. It gets dark, and kids just be running and running and running and running, so. And speaking of, are any of y'all dressing up? Are y'all getting into the fest? Are y'all getting into the holiday spirit?
What, the holiday spirit for Halloween?
Yeah, like, you know, some adults engage in Halloween. They participate. Some participate because they do it with their kids. Some do it because, you know, adults, like, they have certain parties and it's a theme, Halloween. Like, are you partaking in Halloween?
I'm partaking as far as doing my trick-or-treat and catching, you know, check for candy. That's what I'll be doing.
You go get trick-or-treating?
Well, I'm taking my niece to trick-or-treat, you know, doing the rounds and shit. You know, specking the candy. Make sure, you know, razor blades and the apples and shit. You know, that's what I'm going as far as
so participating. So you're just going to have on a jacket, maybe some gloves. You're going to walk around. You're not going to dress up. Cool. Angel, are you going to dress up? Are you, like, you know?
I'm going to an event, a Halloween-based event. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to dress up yet because I'm not sure if I can because I'm hosting the party. But when I take Bambi and them out, girl, no, I have to dress everybody with clothes just in case I had to run somebody off or something like that. and then for work, no, I'm not. I usually, like, dress up as, like, a cat or a clown or something for the kids, but I don't even feel like it this year.
That's what, you know, that's why, because, you know, like my daughter, her teachers, like, sometimes they dress up with the kids. Like, they'll come in or something and, you know, just to say they're all participating in something. So, me, I've been invited to a really, like, hot party. But the thing is, like, you got to come in a costume, and I don't know, like, I don't know what I would want to be. I don't know. A lot of females are pissing me off. They're like, when I ask, like, so what are you going to be for, you know, if you're doing it, like, you know, for the party, what are you going to be? Every female, why do you want to be a hoe? And have their boyfriend be their pimp? Yeah.
That's so trashy.
It's very trashy. Or, you know, of course, the females always got to get sexy with it. But, yes, a lot of females that are partaking that I've asked, like, oh, I'm going as, like, you know, a stripper, and my man or my friends, we're all going out like this, like, just because I guess they don't want to take the time out to pick a character. But that's their excuse to get ratchet and wear, like, a leash fun and stuff because, you know, Halloween, and put on mad pink lipstick and mad stuff. Tasha. Crazy. But definitely tuning into All Bob's Radio. We got about another 20 minutes all up to the show. Shout out to our CEO, High Life. Shout out to the bro. Shout out to Adam Crispy. Shout out to At Only I Tweet With It. And if y'all definitely tuning in, you know, let me know what's going on. Like, I'm trying to. I'm definitely in. So, definitely rocking out on our Bob's Radio. But, yeah, let me know. Let me get this commercial break going. And, so we can get back.
Go ahead, baby.
The jiggling baby.
Go ahead, baby.
The jiggling baby.
Go ahead, baby.
The jiggling baby.
She too legit. She seem to know just what to do with it. She proud of it. Other women gotta really acknowledge it. Cause when she hit that stripper pole, her booty swallow it. So go girl, go get it. Go girl, go kill it. See if your girl with my girl, your girl gon' get the business. Then we gon' take a sip of that potion. Put some things in motion. We gon' slice her and dice her and bust a bitch wide open. Cause it's freak synonymous tonight in here. You niggas ain't invited here. I got me a girl from the ghetto. Now single that shit like it's jello. Right at me so I can put my name on it. She banging it, trap star, she banging it. She go to work and put all these women to shame with it. And damn, the girl so bad it. Yeah, the crown, she got it. She be jiggling so much, she got me digging all of my wallet. I'm like, ooh, the girl deserve it. Man, the body so perfect when she step out in the club. Every single one of you bitches get murdered. So you best come with your A-game, cause I'm longer than freight train. So girl, you know better than to be teasing me with that thing. I'll bang out that head, boy, so much you'll make a fat A. Now jangle till you get a hat on.
Bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying.
I'm been jib cat. Man, I'm been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bitch, bust that open. Might spend a couple thou just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Like in they hub housing. Niggas move weight and style for living how belching. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that back. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LF450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it. Period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands. True religion, trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hey, with Keller, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Bitches ain't shit and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
What they say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this boy, a bitch, bitch. If I get this, clinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole body. What they say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this boy, a bitch, bitch. If I get this, clinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole body.
And they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas. Man, I'm out in H-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans. It's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player. Man, it's North, South, Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh. Got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut. It's New Jersey. Got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallying. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island. Bitches ain't shit, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this boy, a bitch, bitch. If I get this, clinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole body. Damn, what they say about me? I don't know, man. Fuck this boy, a bitch, bitch. If I get this, clinging on a big bitch. I don't know, man. I'm shitting on your whole body.
That was my shit. Definitely rocking out to All Bob's Radio. Nikki Bob's got Sassy, Miss Angela's tweet. Crazy wasn't black. Yo, I'm sorry. Before I let y'all announce, like, I don't know if you have any updates or with, if y'all got, you know, if y'all doing things coming up. I don't even say you're hosting it on set. I would like to know more about that. My timeline right now, though, is mad funny with this whole debate. And why one of my followers said if there was only Obama and Romney celebrity deathmatch. I think that that was so stupid. And he has so many retweets. Like, celebrity deathmatch. Isn't that shit with the like, I guess, clay characters of, like, clay characters, like, what?
What's up?
Celebrity Deathmatch. One of my followers said that he wants to see Obama and Romney Celebrity Deathmatch. Like, isn't that the thing with the clay people? It cartoon or something like that. Celebrity Deathmatch.
Right.
Yeah, he's saying he would love to see that shit. It's crazy. People are just going in, like, they're just going in. They just say, Romney keeps saying we, that you wasn't with me shooting in the gym. Where did that come from, though? Just nothing, but what? It's funny, like, it's just, you know how people talk on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? I got y'all. Y'all already know. So it's just funny to me, like, as you know, Romney, wow, that's crazy. But, so, Angel, the event that you're hosting that day, what is it about?
I don't even have all the updates. I just know through a third party they got me booked. So I have my day open for that day. I'll be tweeting about it as it gets closer because the guy who's managing my schedule right now, you know how guys are. They're so, like, last minute with everything. So, but I do know that it's a party and it's going to be in D.C., and I'm excited about it because this will be my third one that I've done this season, and I'm getting kind of good at them. So.
That's worth it. what you got coming up? What you got going on?
Actually, right now, helping out, working on this raffle that's going down where it's $1,000 cash prize, and it's only $20 buy-in, so $20 could possibly win you $1,000. So if anyone is interested on that, just hit me up, and everyone is welcome. Like I said, $20 gets you in there. And right now it's not that many people in the pot, so you got a better chance of winning the sooner you get your tickets in.
That's amazing. That's great.
$20? I mean, yeah.
$20.
I don't think I need like a ring ticket or something though, but I'll still get $10.
I want to say that on Monday I will be selecting my opening artist for the DMV Spotlight. So everybody just tune into my Twitter line, so you guys will know who will be rocking out with me on the debut day.
That's what's up. So you said that's on Monday.
Yeah, Monday. I've got a lot of submissions, and Monday I will go ahead and announce the winner, and we'll just get it done from there.
That's cool. Me, I'm just looking forward to work, and I do have one of my friends is getting married, and she just kind of wants to have like a little get together and to talk more about what happened, how it happened, and what's going on, and what the future plans, and just little different things. So I'm getting attention to that. But as far as any projects, anything, I'm just rocking out, getting the shows ready. I definitely do have to get back to a couple of people. And that's about it. That's about it. But I definitely, I know I came on a little bit late today and I didn't get to shout out the All Barbs Familia and all the promoters and all the barbs and everybody that supports the team. And I'm definitely excited to get back on Thursday. Gonna have an interesting show. And I'm so glad that, like, I get to relax my feet, y'all. Y'all don't even understand. I'm on, like, 50 blocks. It's crazy.
Mm.
Like, what would Jesus do? I think he would walk. So I think that's why I did it.
Well, I'll tell you what Angel would have done. Angel would have called out. Because after, like, half
I wanted
that,
to so bad. But
right?
I'm like, I felt like I was so stuck in the middle. Like, I'm outside 86th Street, Lexington Avenue. And it's just, like, I got to go to 34th and 8th, like, in between 7th and 8th. And Lexington is, Black, you already know, like, how far over I am from where I have to be. So not only do I have to walk up, you walk up, like, 50 blocks, I have to still walk over avenues. I and my shoes were not walking shoes. Like, they were comfortable shoes, but they were not, like, for that. Like, and then to have to stand on my feet and do a whole bunch of walking around, like, back and forth, like, all throughout my long shift.
Straight up, that'd have been a day me personally, because I've been to work in similar conditions back to when we had, like, 2 feet of snow and I still had to make it to work. So, you know,
I was never, ever, ever going to walk 50 blocks in 2 feet snow, though.
I don't even drive when it's, like, horrible conditions outside. Like, no. No.
That's pushing it, because that's blowing you up, like, extra. I'm not making it. I can't see. No, I'm not. Not that many blocks. Hell to a no.
Let me tell y'all how 2 winters ago when we had the really big blizzard in Maryland, my car was covered. Like, my door was covered from, you know, I didn't get out of my house for, like, a week and a half because I refused to try to dig through that crack.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I was like, it's not happening until it melts and somebody on my block feels nice enough to come burn me out. I'm not leaving. Like, I refuse to get out there and shovel all that snow. So my job had to wait for that to happen because I wasn't doing
it. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are crazy. Nah, like, I mean, it is, but, like, that's the thing, like, it's just, like, damn, like, do you call, like, fucking 3 days in a row for this whole week because I'm stuck in my house or, like, am I going to try to get around it? But it's just, if it becomes, like, yeah, blizzards, like, please, they have to have consideration. Because to the fact that people are not going to come out to shop. People are not going to be in restaurants. People are not really going to be, you know what I'm saying? Maybe the only people that are working is the people in the medical field. Because, you know, people are sick or whoever is, you know, trapped in the hospital and just different things. But, like, who the fuck is going shopping in a blizzard? So why do they need to be cashiers? You know what I'm saying? So they have to take a consideration. Like, who's coming all the way out here? A lot of people live, you know, they live probably coming by car. So they may live a little distance, you know, but it's like, come on, who's doing all of that in those type of conditions? But I feel weird. Like, I really do. Like, I really feel weird. Like, of course, you know, like, I bitched. And I was just like, I need somebody. Like, I was like, who's, it'd be so wrong for me to just call somebody and just, like, just start bitching just because I got to walk all the way to work. And I'm pushing late. It was just so tired. But I'm just happy that my feet are, like, off. They're not walking right now. They're elevated, and it feels really, really good, and I just can't wait to go to sleep, so it'll feel even better. Because that was cray. That was cray today. That was really cray. Really cray. But definitely coming to the ending of the show. If you haven't rocked out with us today, you missed things, definitely check the archives of the show. Mr. Kwan Mula was in the building, holding it down with Angel. The interview was so dope, got to run a lot. People definitely showed him love, and you know what I mean? And that's what it's all about, support and just taking the time out to share what you have to say, whether it be negative or positive, or what you think the person might want to hear or not. Like, it is what it is, and that's just, you know, what I believe should build a person up and motivate them, and, you know, love is love and support is support. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you and what you got going on. If you are doing what you're doing and it's working for you and yours, keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's not affecting anybody's health, you know, just don't even worry about it. Fuck it. Do you. And definitely rock out with me on Thursday. Same time, same place, same number. Mwah. Good night.
This is Miss Angel Love. First, I want to just shout out everybody who supported me and all the things that I've done from day one and just continue to ride out to everything that I'm doing now and to my future projects. So I just thank everyone. And like I always say, keep the squares out the circle. Make sure you tune in on Thursday. Nikki's going to be spinning music, and yes, the panel will be open. And I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Mwah.
And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect the clam. Don't drink and drive. And try to walk away from incidents with bus drivers, all right? And I'll see you guys on Thursday. You guys be good. Enjoy this last track, and we up out of here.
Pessimism is all that you know, cause there ain't rubber she go, it always pick up and go. I've been trying to tell you something without a different approach. Try to give me your heart, try to get you the globe. How the world, baby girl, live it up, you deserve. Every time she catch feeling, she go throw away the gloves. We go together, break up, we go together, break up. Ain't this an insecure bitch, meaning we love to make up. When we good, started, we on there, make love. But if I call you out your name, I bet you ready to... You say you ready, you ain't ready enough. Cause when it's all running your life, you be ready to get up. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one, she the one. She got cold feet, my lover, be the sun, get it down. This is her, this is her, this is it, this is it. Sabotage love, tryna fit, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one, she the one. She got cold feet, my lover, be the sun, get it down. I got a paper plane, it's propelling my buzz. I'm trying to make a way, she never called back. She trying to fall back, she say I'm all that. She only love me when I be ignored. When I be throwing it on, the shawty brushing me off. I swear, I kinda feel like she's slightly bizarre. Sabotage all the time, having me avatar. Blue ball, who fought mine only cause it's stick around. She leave before the sun, I'm leaving something to think about. Yeah, and this is something to think about. Why people want you single every time that you got a spouse. It make it hard to be faithful, knowing I can go wherever and get 8 more, 10 more, depending on where I ain't going. Fuck it, I got a few more now that my hair long. It's weird, shorty, your way showing me dead wrong. You going, it's a good thing, and I'm bitter alone. Shit ain't better alone. I get it once, I bet you keep coming back for more. 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 Keep coming back for
more.
Sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one. She need now, she ain't never needed love. Let her go, let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage.
Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Never name, huh?
Never die. Never die.